Sheboygan's Country B93. On Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way. Caitlin joining us in studio. How are you doing?
Good. This week is National Volunteer Week.
We've made it. Yeah, right.
Exactly. So,
in got a little snow for your National Volunteer Week.
Oh my gosh! I promise I did not order that. I promise.
Did we not identify you as the problem weeks ago?
That might have been me.
Okay. Everybody's well. You know what? I'll take some blame.
Let's all take a little bit of blame. And then hopefully it's no more.
I don't think it's gonna be that big of a deal. But it is. It kind of stinks that it coincides with that. That's all right.
It seems kind of like a trend.
I know.
Similar. Last year, we were going into Spirit Awards, and we just came off of a huge blizzard.
I think that was last year, this week.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, yep, we've got Spirit Awards, speaking of that, today.
Wow.
So, we're going to be celebrating with almost 200 people at Breaking Bread.
Unbelievable.
And recognizing all of the nominees this year. So, this will be it's a special day, for sure. And so, we're going to be doing one last giveaway.
Sure, yeah.
In celebration of that. So, everybody can go on to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
United Way's Facebook page and comment. The question this week is just, why do you volunteer?
Oh, okay.
You know, what is your passions? What are some specific reasons why you volunteer? Because then hopefully people will read those and go, oh, well, I have that passion too.
Sure.
You know,
it can be inspiring. I think the awards today will be inspiring for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So this week, if you comment on our Facebook page, you'll get a $10 Quick Trip gas card again.
Okay.
And then also Johnsonville is throwing in, you know, hopefully without the snow, you can start grilling again here soon. But they're going to be throwing in a utensil scent.
Okay,
for grilling.
The grill, yeah.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Don't let winter derail the grilling.
Know,
come on, you can't let that happen.
My grill's already outside.
Yeah, right. And once it's out, it is out.
Yep.
Exactly.
So who do we have here?
Yeah, we have Ryan Sorensen from Safe Harbor here in Sheboygan County. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on. So as Caitlin said, it is National Volunteer Appreciation Week. Also going on in the month of April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Okay.
So the folks at Safe Harbor, we're going around and we're having a lot of different events going on in the community to raise awareness about Safe Harbor and the services that we provide, but also to really kind of spread the word about prevention and make sure that all of us in the community, we can stand up and call out any sort of sexual violence that is going on in our community. Also, as Caitlin said, you know, with it being Volunteer Appreciation Week, Safe Harbor has a lot of volunteer opportunities in the community. So check out Sheboygan Safe Harbor's Facebook page, as well as the United Way's Volunteer Center. You can find the Safe Harbor organization link on there as well and see a lot of different opportunities that we have as an organization.
I think nationally, the conversation that you were just talking about has become a lot more in the light, where maybe it wasn't so much for a lot of years, centuries, it feels decades, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you seen an uptick in people that are seeking out your services, or maybe just conversations about that kind of stuff? Because I do feel like it's becoming normalized to talk about it, which is a good thing.
Yep, definitely. We see that, and you see it in the news all the time. Sure. With, you know, whether it's Bill Cosby or Kevin Spacey, whoever it might be on the news media this week. But yeah, definitely a lot of folks are much more willing to have this conversation, and you know, we're here as an agency if people just need to talk about it or kind of pick their brains a little bit about what they're thinking and how they can make a difference in the community.
What kind of services do you provide, just for people that don't know?
Definitely. So obviously, my role is helping connect volunteers with our mission and vision. We also provide support groups. We have a 24-hour crisis line, so 24/7, someone can give our crisis line a call. We have therapy sessions, so if someone needs therapy. We also provide emergency shelter, so we're open 24/7, 7 days a week. We got staff that are willing to help. So give us a call. Check out our website. Check out our Facebook page for different contact information on there.
What is the website?
SheboyganSafeHarbor.org.
And then I think you can find more information on the United Way website, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we appreciate your time this morning,
Thanks for having me on.